a little bit this afternoon. Latimer's done a really nice job of firing to the football, making some big hits, getting some open field tackles. I think he's played a pretty nice game.
Two receivers right, one on the left, 3rd and 7 Terrapins, her own 29-yard line. Pressure coming on 3rd down. Washington throws, caught across the 35-yard line. It'll be a 1st down as they get Jahlil Farouk tackled by Allegro at the 38 and a 3rd down conversion for Maryland.
Nice job by their back of picking up our blitzer off of the slot. And you give Washington a lot of credit. He stayed in the pocket, understood where the blitz was coming. The replacement threw it where he needed to and picked up a big 1st down.
From the 38-yard line of Maryland, 9:15 to play, 20-3. Maryland leads Wisconsin. Pulling back from center, Washington, a play fake, deep drop, winds up, throws it deep, down the middle, has Knox wide open at the 10, at the 5, touchdown Maryland. Looking for the put-away punch, and the Terps just landed it. Maryland. As I think the Terrapins had themselves a quarterback.
Yeah, it was a heck of a throw, and very similar to that throw at the end of the 1st half where it just ran a simple route right down the middle, split through our coverage, and it got over the top. And in this case, you can understand it because we're selling out and trying to make a big play. Beautiful throw, beautiful catch, and that, I believe, is your dagger.
62 yards on the connection. As O'Hare with the PAT, it is good. They cover 99 yards in 6 plays, 62 of those yards on the long touchdown pass. And we'll take a break. 9:03 remaining. Maryland 27, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
From the opening kickoff to the 5th quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. And on the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country, download the free Varsity Network app available on Apple and Android with new features this season. It's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment. Get the Varsity Network app now. And Malik Washington, as advertised, beautiful 63-yard touchdown pass to Shalik Knotts. And with 9:03 remaining, it's 27-3, Maryland leading Wisconsin.
I've been very impressed with what he's been able to do. For a freshman to come into this environment in his first Big Ten game, to play the way he has, I've been really impressed with not only, obviously, his deep ball and athleticism and decision-making, but just his leadership as well. I said that on a couple of balls that were dropped. He's handled it well, and they just have been – this Maryland team has just been a lot more poised, disciplined. You name it, they've been better than us today.
Kickoff from Philip Noyes in the air. Return chance. This is kicked short. Vinny Anthony catches at the 13 across the 15, 20 up the left hash mark. Now cutting right, 25-yard line and up to the 31. It was interesting talking about Maryland and Mike Locksley at the Big Ten media days this year in Las Vegas. And I'll be honest, these media days are normally somewhere between boring and migraine-inducing boring. The coaches usually don't say a whole lot, but Locksley did. He said, you know, I lost the locker room last year, which, like, what? With the NIL, yeah, the discrepancy with certain players making big bucks and others not, and there was a one-win team. Billy Edwards, were it not for Billy Edwards, they probably would have been an ofer. He had a great game against USC. Well, I think you got that locker room back from the 31-yard line. First and 10 as O'Neal throws to the left, and that's caught by Anthony, and he gets slammed back by Jalen Husky at about the 35-yard line. A gain of 4, second down and 6. And for Locksley to make that kind of an admission, very, very unusual, but they have regrouped. Here's O'Neal getting pressured out of the pocket, rolling to his right, throwing as caught by Jaden Ballard across the 40-yard line. He'll step out of bounds. Carlton Smith, the linebacker over there, to make sure. Up to the 44 of Wisconsin and a first and 10. Oh, Patrick was reporting that, you know, on the Wisconsin sideline, that everybody seemed to be, you know, as together as you can on a bad day. No finger pointing, but you talk about a test now. This is as severe as it gets, just from a sporting perspective. 8-10 to play for the 44 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for the Badgers. Kekahuna motions into the backfield as O'Neal looking to throw and whips it to the right side. Tresh Kekahuna the catch across midfield. Lakai Rowland will bump Kekahuna out of bounds at the 49-yard line. As we mentioned, the Badgers players, coaches have talked about, you know, the collective resolve of their team, and they feel like they're better equipped to handle it. I said before the game, this is as close to a must win as you could get in an opener, but regardless, you got 8 games left. You got a lot of season ahead of you.
And if you thought the noise was loud last week, with a bye coming, the noise is going to get louder.
Here's O'Neal, lobs it out right side, and it's caught. Yes, sir. Vinny Anthony keeping a foot in bounds inside the 30, and he'll step out of the 26-yard line on the near side in Maryland territory.
And Daniel, he took another shot, stayed in there, delivered it beautifully, and Vinny did. I think Vinny maybe even got 2 feet down on that. Great job of knowing where the out-of-bounds is. Got his foot, was able to secure it. And I think he did a little toe drag. What do they call it? Toe drag swag?
Yeah. They do now. Two receivers left. Kekahuna in the slot. Vinny Anthony to the right. Tretch now in motion to the right. Giacomelli is the running back. O'Neal back to throw. A little pressure coming up the middle. And they get home. And O'Neal just got pounded. Oh, the second man in just unloaded on Danny O'Neal at the 34-yard line. Danny, boy, you talk about, I said it a lot because it's true how tough this guy is. He gets up, they get back on the ball at the 34-yard line. Second down and 18 for Wisconsin. Shotgun snap O'Neal, 4-man rush. Danny fires over the middle, incomplete. Kekahuna was free, but they could not make the connection near the 5-yard line of Maryland. Third down and long for Wisconsin.
Danny is limping, and he's taking a beating. He's run the ball. He's gotten hit. He's got a couple late hits. He's in the pocket. I've been a little bit tough on him about getting out of the pocket. If you're getting hit that much, it's real easy for us sitting up here saying, stay in the pocket. You know, he's taking a beating. That was a throw that I'm sure he'd love to have back, but he keeps getting up off the mat. You got to love that about him.
Tyrell Henry slot to the left from the Maryland 34-yard line. Back to throw O'Neal. Backside pressure hit as he throws and almost intercepted by Wingate. And if he comes up with it, he's gone. But Danny again off the backside this time just got blown up. And it's just been that kind of day all the way around for this Wisconsin offense. O'Neal now goes back down on the ground. He was starting to walk toward the sideline. And then he just said, nope, I've got to get down on the ground. So the athletic trainers will take a look at Danny O'Neal.
Yeah, that was Sidney Stewart, a freshman edge. He's got a lot of swag. He just beat Riley Mallman right off the snap. And at blindside, just took a shot, and Danny's still down.
We'll take a break. 6:23 to play. Maryland 27, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Best in the game brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Christian Allegro doing what he can. Seven stops, five of the solo variety. But we can't have our heads stuck in the sand here. Malik Washington has been outstanding for Maryland, the freshman quarterback, and the stats are misleading. He's 17 of 33 for 253 yards and two touchdowns. It could easily be 22 or 23 completions. They've had multiple drops, and you're looking at 300-plus. He's just been outstanding.
He's been really good, and you know, watching some of his tape this week, you came across impressed, but you kind of thought with where our defense was that we would be able to rattle him a little bit and make him make some bad decisions. He's a young guy, and he's, road game, Big Ten. And to his credit, he has handled everything that has been thrown at him today, and he's played a really strong game.
Nathaniel Vakos will try, it's like about a 52-yard field goal. He certainly has the leg strength to do this. His career long was 55 yards. That was while he was at Ohio University a few years ago. Just popping him through in warm-ups from this kind of range and easily getting there. McLevy snaps. Atticus Bertrams will hold. Straight shot. 52-yard attempt for Nathaniel Vakos. Here's the snap, the spot, and the kick is in the air, and it is no good. Pushed it to the right. And with 6:18 remaining, Maryland back on offense, leading Wisconsin 27-3.
And I'm not saying that early in this game, Wisconsin, big play to stretch right away, and you know, Billy's out there, you're thinking, go down and get points. Is this a completely different game? You never know when you do that. Maryland has totally outplayed the Wisconsin Badgers today, make no mistake about it, but special teams, I think, has been such a breakdown today in a game where you need to have, especially when you understand that your offense is struggling, and the special teams also struggled today, and that's why we have this wide margin on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter.
Malik Washington stays in there, first and 10. Farouk slot left, motions right, little pop pass to Farouk, trying to bend it to the right side across the 30, 35 to the 40-yard line. And Farouk, it looked like they had him hemmed in. He ends up running for a first down. Up across the 45 to the 46-yard line on a gain of 12.
Yeah, that should have been stopped a lot earlier. That was just an effort continuing to run. That ball should have been stopped 5 or 6 yards earlier.
Instead, it's a 12-yard gain, first and 10 Maryland from its own 46-yard line. Now to 5:45 remaining. Bye week next week for Wisconsin. In 2 weeks, they go to the Big House in Ann Arbor. Michigan with a big game on the road today in Lincoln, a 2:30 kick Central Time against Nebraska. Washington under center, pulls back, hands off to Juan Williams, hits it from the left side across midfield. It's covered up by Ben Barton. Tackett Curtis getting in there as well to the 49-yard line of Wisconsin, maybe the 48. And a place of the 48, a gain of six, second down and four.
You kind of look through these stats, and I know the two big throws by Washington, but time of possession, Wisconsin's at almost 35 minutes. This has just been a really weird football game, but it's been very reminiscent of the issues Wisconsin has had. They've been highlighted this afternoon.
From the 48 of Wisconsin, first and 10. They'll run out of the pistol. Here's the handoff to Williams up the middle, and he gets cut down. Crashing in there was Mason Reiger. And he's leaving it all out there, yep. Isn't he, again?
Great effort there. He's fighting a tight end. The tight end's trying to cut him off. And Mason said, no, I'm not going to let you cut me off. I'm going to throw my body at that tailback and get him down on the ground. That's the kind of effort that you're looking for, especially in a game like this.
Gain of two, and it's third down and three, Maryland, at the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Down to 4:15 remaining. Terrapins leading 27-3. Caleb Webb, Octavian Smith, double wide to the right. Juan Williams still the running back, and reading it, pulling it is Malik Washington, and he gets stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Good work by the cornerback, Deonte Hill. So the defense digging in there, still working it. Negative yardage play, a loss of three, fourth down and six from the 50.
Yeah, nice job by Hill. He's fighting through a block there, too, and Washington made the right read in holding that and getting out on the perimeter, but Hill kind of got around his ankles and was not going to let him go pick up that first down.
Maryland's going to bleed that play clock down to 10 seconds. Tyrell Henry deep, standing at the 8 of Wisconsin. Bryce McPherson on to punt. Pressure light, kick is away, end over end. Henry will let it hit, and it goes into the end zone for the touchback with 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining, 27-3, Maryland leading Wisconsin. Billy Edwards started, didn't play a ton, completed one pass. It was a short pass. It turned into a 45-yard connection to Trechka Kahuna. It was pretty obvious that he's still not there, and rather than risk aggravating the injury, got him out of there. They had prepped both a lot this week. Edwards had a lot of reps, as, of course, did O'Neal. And it's been O'Neal the overwhelming majority of the game. Trips to the left, first and 10, shotgun snap O'Neal. Four-man rush for the Terps. A throw to the left side, caught by Kekahuna, and he is tapped out of bounds. Right, that Tyrell Henry tapped out of bounds to the 25-yard line. It's actually Hunter Simmons in there at quarterback for Wisconsin. I beg your pardon. Hunter Simmons in there for O'Neal.
Yeah,
Simmons, the senior, transfer from Southern Illinois.
Yeah, I was curious because, I mean, Danny O'Neal took such a beating there, and now you got Hunter Simmons in here trying to at least get some type of spark here to finish this game off.
He's getting his first turns here. Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Simmons, looking, checks it down. That is caught across the 30-yard line. Darion Dupree up across the 35. Good work after the catch from Darion Dupree to the 36-yard line. Simmons, a senior out of Marion, Illinois, and even at Southern Illinois, he didn't play a ton. Appeared in 11 games last year, three starts. Appeared in five games, had a season-ending injury after that. On first down, throwing over the middle is Simmons. That's caught across the 45, across midfield, and getting belted is Lance Mason at the 49 of Maryland. First down, Wisconsin. And now a timeout taken here as the Badgers trying to go up tempo.
The old two-minute timeout.
Two-minute timeout. Yep. We have hit the two-minute timeout with Maryland leading 27-3, and we'll take a break as well. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fruit Club Lots of Mozza pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Mentioned Hunter Simmons in there to finish up at quarterback today for the Badgers, the transfer from Southern Illinois. When he was out there last year in the 5 games, 3 starts, he pitched it around pretty effectively. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, better than 850 yards, including 306 against South Dakota, which is a very good FCS team. Blake Rowland, assistant receivers coach, was the offensive coordinator at Southern Illinois. So when he joined the Badgers staff, he was able to provide some good intel as they were looking for some insurance, a little bit of experience at that spot. So
Salukis, right?
Salukis.
What is a Saluki?
That's a good question.
That's a great nickname.
I Google that.
Huh. Rather talk about the Saluki.
I think it's a dog.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. An ancient, elegant sighthound known for its speed, endurance, and graceful appearance.
That's a good-looking dog.
Yeah,
Eleanor has been all over me about trying to get a dog, so
yeah.
Maybe it'll be a Saluki. Maybe that might be a sign.
Uh-oh. Eleanor, did you hear that?
She ain't listening. Got a big volleyball match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Coming up tonight? You're gonna be?
No, I think she's been,
all going
she's
on right now? Okay.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Rolling.
All right. Ball at the 49-yard line of Maryland, 1st and 10, 2 minutes to play, 27-3. The Terrapins in complete control here this afternoon. Eugene Hilton, the freshman receiver, goes in motion right to left, 3 on that side of the line for Wisconsin. Shotgun snap, Hunter Simmons back to throw, looking over the middle he goes, and that's caught by Lance Mason inside the 45 down to the 41-yard line. Gain of 8. Helmet comes off. No, Joe Brunner lost it again.
Second time. He's going to have to either get that hair trimmed up a little bit or get the old chin straps latched down a little bit more. He's very irritated. He didn't want to come out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Second down and 2. J.P. Benshaw will come back in at left guard. He's played both left and right guard today. He has spelled Colin Cubberly at times. It's game clock at a minute 40 now. And they'll go ahead and roll the clock for the 41 of Maryland. Second down and 2. Shotgun snap Simmons. Maryland rushing 4. Simmons throws left side. Hangs in the air. Tipped up and almost pulled in by Jaden Ballard. It falls incomplete. Messiah Delone flying in there to disrupt. Ballard almost got it off a deflection. And now Ballard favoring his left leg. He is hobbling to the Wisconsin sideline. It'll be a 3rd and 2 at the 41 of Maryland. With 91 seconds remaining. Come out 3 receivers on the right, 1 on the left. Darion Dupree, the running back. Grant Steck in there for Wisconsin. Simmons takes. Back to throw, 4-man rush. Simmons retreating, flush to his right. Chased by Jenkins. Simmons throwing it away. Incomplete. And it'll be 4th and 2 at the Maryland 41 with a minute 21 remaining.
Hunter did a good job there just avoiding some of that rush. There was a lot of there's some stunts, and it got a little bit of leakage there, and he was able to – I was critiquing O'Neal a little bit for not – that was a case – get outside of the pocket and get rid of it and live to play another down here, try to pick up this 4th and 2.
Chris Brooks out to the left. Kahuna and Anthony to the right Snap to Simmons. The handoff to Darion Dupree. Running for the first down and gets there. Good hard run. In a game that is long lost, Darion Dupree making those reps count. Gets the first down to the 36-yard line of Maryland with a minute 15 remaining.
Yeah, with Jones missing from an injury, he's up to 14 carries now.
Maryland late to sub. Badgers running a play. The flip goes to Dupree trying to hurdle DeLome, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing
sent
that.
Out of bounds at the 32-yard line. I think they had 12 on the field. I thought I saw a penalty flag there. Maybe not. It looks like no. Never mind. So it'll be a second down at the 31-yard line.
And Dupree has come in at 14 carries, 52 yards. He's had a couple catches. You can tell he's playing incredibly hard. You always are looking for that in games like this where you're down. You always want to see who are those guys still giving that max effort.
And they did call the penalty against Maryland, the illegal substitution. They did not get 12th man off, so it'll be first and five for the record at the 31-yard line. Hunter Simmons gets the snap, four-man Maryland rush. Simmons checks it down, pass caught by Iacomelli at the 30 to the 25, cutting right to the 20-yard line and driven back inside the 20-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Maryland Terrapins, as the Badgers are back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Ball at the 19-yard line, first and 10. Simmons looking, throws to the right, and that is caught by Eugene Hilton inside the 15. Dante Joyner wraps him up at the 13-yard line. Second down and four for Wisconsin with 35 seconds to play. Quickly on the ball, Simmons gets the shotgun snap, throws over the middle, end zone, caught, Lance Mason, touchdown, Wisconsin. Hunter Simmons coming in late, fires a strike to Mason, and the Badgers are in for the first time today.
Really nice route by Mason. He kind of stemmed out to make sure he could get that linebacker off of him and then broke back inside, and Hunter Simmons delivered it right where he needed to. And I know it doesn't mean a lot, but it's something. And I think Wisconsin, Hunter Simmons going to feel good about that throw and catch by Mason.
Nathaniel Vakos out there for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. We'll keep it here with 28 seconds remaining, 27-10. Maryland leading Wisconsin.
And these things, you know, obviously Maryland played very soft there coverage-wise. But you always, I think coaches always look at the end of these games when things haven't went your way, which obviously today did not for the Wisconsin Badgers. You want to see who's out there competing.
Yes.
You want to see who's out there giving max effort still, because you don't know how many snaps you get. And at this point now with, you know, there's going to be a reevaluation with the bye week coming. And trying to figure out what this group can do to start moving forward, because today was a big step backwards. And here you see at the end of this, guys still competing, making a play. And even though it's going to fall on a loss, you want to see that effort at the end of these games.
Something everyone will be watching very closely moving forward, knowing that you got Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, and Oregon on your October schedule. Vakos with the kick. Maryland was thinking maybe onside. Vakos just wraps it at the back line of the end zone for the touchback. And with 28 seconds to play, the Terrapins can burn off the remaining time. What do you have, Michigan, Nebraska today?
I'd like to see Nebraska knock off Michigan. It's at Nebraska. Young quarterback, although I kind of thought today with the young quarterback it'd be some mistakes. Michigan's obviously got a very talented freshman quarterback as well. But anytime I can root against Michigan and Ohio State, I do.
I heard the great Dave Revson on Sirius XM Channel 84 yesterday. He said it has been 3,290 days since Nebraska last beat a ranked team. Think about that. 2016 was the year. And maybe today's the day as Malik Washington under center takes the snap. He'll hand it to DeJuan Williams across the 25 up to the 28-yard line on what should be the final play of the game. As the Maryland Terrapins will go to 4-0, winning their conference opener. The Badgers will drop to 2-2, and a whole lot of soul searching will be happening in the facility as the Badgers will have a bye next week, and then the schedule really ramps up beginning in 2 weeks. Final score here this afternoon, Maryland 27, Wisconsin 10. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life. GFL.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
In athletics.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Wish we had something better to tell you, unless you're a Maryland fan, then I guess you're all good with it, but you're probably not listening to us. 27-10, Maryland defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon as, again, early mistakes for Wisconsin. Badgers get a field goal blocked early in the game. An interception sets up all of a four-yard touchdown drive, a blocked punt. Maryland needs only cover 28 on another scoring drive. That gives you a pretty good idea of how the day went on an afternoon where Maryland ended up with 326 yards of offense to 296 for Wisconsin. And a lot of those yards for the Badgers late were when the game was already well in hand for the Terrapins, winning by 17 points. And with the bye week coming up, more time to sit in it, I guess, if you're Wisconsin, you got to try to heal up, though, and you got 8 games left. So it'll be really interesting to see what these guys do going into a month of October that gives them a schedule that matches up against anybody in the country.
Yeah, things are not going to get easier. And you know, I talked about in the fourth quarter that the outside noise is going to ramp up. The outside noise was already, you could kind of feel it. And I think, I don't know if the guys felt that today. I think early on, you felt like you move the football, you go down. And I really felt like today, every game it's important to get a fast start, but it really felt like today because you could kind of feel like everybody's carrying a weight around. And, you know, is Billy going to play? And he gets out there and then he gets hurt. And it just never, you never found your way. And then I think you want it. Sometimes when you want something so bad, you just press and you squeeze. And, you know, Dick Bennett always, he joined. And whenever I get a chance to talk to him, he's got so much knowledge. And he said, those that you love closest, you hold on loosely. That's not what we saw today. They're squeezing and trying to get every last ounce out of it. And a lot of times you end up making a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes. That's what we saw today. And this team is just not good enough to overcome any mistakes. And we keep seeing 3rd and 8 turn into 3rd and 13 and a snap here and a penalty there, or you get on an edge and you miss, or all of those things you just can't overcome. And you factor in, you're missing guys with injuries. Things like this happen today, and we're just not used to it. And I don't want us to get used to it. But today was just a really, really tough day.
You touched on it. And it actually got overturned, and Cade got the first down, but 4th and 1, you do an outside toss. I mean, for years and years and years, and Taos, you were a big part of this, on 4th and 1, you're almost going to say, we're going to run it right here. Stop us.
Yep.
And they couldn't do it, and that's just not where they are right now with 3 redshirt freshmen in the offensive line, and you got the right tackle playing left tackle, and you have that. You have the perfect storm, and you know, look, you got to, as a staff, got to own it. You know, you're shorthanded in the offensive line. You've had a couple guys leave who are starting elsewhere in college football, and other guys who have done the same thing or are developing. But that's the situation they're in, and that's the problem. So that's why they get the big bucks.
Yeah.
Try to figure out answers, but man, they're just in a brutally tough spot right now.
It is, and I think you saw this early in the season when you're playing teams, and no offense to Miami, Ohio, or Middle Tennessee State, but you want it to look a certain way because then you start building on that confidence. And when we weren't running the football real effectively against those two teams, you go down to Alabama, you're definitely not going to be able to do that. And then you get into the Big Ten, and I mean, what I had this written down, the stats for our tailbacks coming into today. Dylan Jones, 134. Darian Dupree, 92 yards. That's for the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, there were times, and again, this isn't, I'm not sitting here saying, well, we need to go backwards. Hey, that's a quarter. Like, you know, Melvin Gordon, 130. JT, and I know those guys are special talents, but you want to know where we're at. That's why we're struggling. And today, 61 yards rushing at home.
And going back to your stat about Dylan Jones coming into this game, if you trust PFF, and they're generally fairly accurate, it's like 77-78% of his yards are after contact.
Yeah, we saw that in that first game. It was just not blocked up great, and he was fighting and scrapping to get whatever he could. And this group, and I think when Grimes came in, we're going to get back to this. And sometimes you have to take a step back to move forward, and it kind of almost feels like that's where we're at. And when you play young players, Luke said it this week, man, you don't want to have to play young players because everything now is so transactional and yearly. The idea of building and building and building, it's just not as common as it used to be. And when you're playing young players, the other team's got 4th and 5th-year guys. And even today, Maryland had a bunch of freshmen.
They did.
That came out and played really good football. So there's no excuses. This is where we're at. And now it's figuring out where are we going to move and how are we going to move forward to make this thing better. And that's the challenges that Luke Fickell and his staff have to figure out.
And in fairness to Jeff Grimes, we were saying this last week, too, he's trying anything and everything.
Yeah.
And you try Wildcat QB, which they were repping this week, and it was fine, but you get a snap that whistles by Dylan Jones's ear, yep. And you try, you overload the offensive line. He's trying to do everything. I think Tausch, and I'll defer to you, that I've heard from other alums, schematically they like what they're trying to do,
yep. But
they're just caught now with a lot of young guys who are put into brutally tough positions, that no matter what you're trying, it's hard to do anything well consistently.
And I think the hope was, when you decide and you have some young players, is young players need to build confidence, and you build confidence by having success. Well, they haven't had, even with the wins, nobody was saying, boy, we look dominant, we're doing this. And you want to build that, because we all knew all offseason, this schedule in October is no joke.
No.
In November. It's only going to get tougher. So these guys are going to have to, grow up quick. And I agree with, the guys you were talking to and, the guys I talked to. I like what Grimes is trying to do. He is throwing everything at the kitchen sink. He's running jet sweeps and end-arounds and getting the ball in his guys' hands. But you have to have something to really put your foot on, and that typically has been outside zone or power. And right now we're just not able to effectively do that consistently enough, and that's why games like today happen.
Maryland wins it here this afternoon, 27-10. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. We continue with our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame show as Maryland takes down Wisconsin here this afternoon, 27-10. Malik Washington, 18 of 34 for 265 yards and two touchdowns. And I would think conservatively a half a dozen drops in this game, so his numbers, which were good to begin with, could have certainly been much better. Octavian Smith, 6 catches, 113 yards here in the game today. A couple of touchdown catches for Shalik Knotts, including a 62-yard reception. DeJuan Williams, their leading rusher, 15 totes for 62 yards. Danny O'Neill, 14-22, 120 yards and an interception that set up the first Maryland touchdown. Hunter Simmons comes in late, goes 7-9 for 70 yards, including a touchdown to Lance Mason. Darion Dupree, 14 carries, 52 yards. The Badgers, you include the sack yardage here, but just 61 rushing yards total, 1.5 per. According to the stats, Maryland racks up 6 quarterback sacks here today. So some of it, no blocking up front. Some of it, maybe some happy feet. You were thinking with Danny, there was one where he was really retreating and it turned into a big-time loss. Just whatever could happen badly did.
Yeah, understanding, sitting in the pocket, and it's, again, we know this well. It's easy, a lot easier up here telling a quarterback that's just been getting hammered for a big majority of the day, some on designed runs and some on there to stay in there. And I thought Danny, competed at a high level today, but just too many mistakes and then too many times where maybe stay in the pocket. But this wasn't on Danny. I thought not being able to run the football and putting yourself in as many third and longs as we did, it doesn't matter if Dan Marino's back there playing quarterback. You're going to have a lot of struggles trying to figure out how to move the ball and get another set of downs when you're in those long third down conversion opportunities all day.
It's time for the Case IH Red Zone Recap. Whether it's in the stadium or your own field, having the right tools makes all the difference. Own your turf with Case IH at caseih.com/badgers. Wisconsin ends up 2-4-3 in red zone ops. Hunter Simmons finding Mason for that touchdown late to the game. Maryland 3-for-3, and they did their damage really early in the game. A Malik Washington 1-yard touchdown run, and then a Washington 9-yard connection to Shalik Knott. So their first couple of trips in there, they paid off. The first opportunity was off of an interception. They only had to cover 4 yards and got there in a couple of plays. That second touchdown followed a block punt. It was a 5-play, 28-yard drive, if you will. But the Terps go 3-for-3 in the red zone. The Badgers end up 2-for-3. This Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Maryland wins it 27-10. Our postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in 3 minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This summer, your wishes take center stage at WishFest at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Play your favorite games with your Pottawatomie Rewards card all summer for over $1 million in prizes and earn entries into the WishFest prize drawings on Friday, September 26th. Your entries from July, August, and September all count. Plus, 5 lucky winners will have their ultimate wish granted. Wish big, win big, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame coverage continues as Maryland defeats the Badgers this afternoon. 27-10, a couple of minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Inside the locker room right now, you'll face a lot of tough questions and no easy answers for your locker room right now going forward. Let's leave the outside noise alone, but that's part of this right now?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, everybody's aware of it, but we got to find a way, and that's not it's not a good day. We did not. I mean, it's not from a lack of preparation. I thought the guys had a good week. We did not play very well in any phase of the game.
That first quarter that has a blocked field goal, an interception return to the four, and a blocked punt, bad snap that lost 23 yards. All of those things pile on one another.
They do, and that's where the confidence thing, you can't just find a way to say, hey, have some confidence. There's things that have to build with that. And that's where it's really tough. When we couldn't overcome some of those things, I'd be the first one to blame myself on the block punt. We spend an enormous amount of time every single day doing that stuff. And I'd say we're prepared for everything, but we were not prepared and we didn't execute.
How significant is that learning curve for three redshirt freshmen to be on your offensive line right now?
Hopefully it's really, really good. Hopefully there's a lot for the future, but right now it's really tough. I can't just pinpoint that's the thing right now. I think for all of us that are older players, our good players have got to play better. And I think that's where it's got to start.
Your defense gave you an opportunity. I don't know that, when you look back at it, maybe you'll see some different things. Their third quarter, they run nine plays for 2 yards. So your defense gave you a shot in this?
They did. They gave us a shot to try to get back in it, yeah. To not get any turnovers. And some of that is all a part of it, and we've got to find ways to do that. They did it. They created turnovers. They made turnovers. We did not. But there's got to be some complimentary football in this. That's just who we have to be, and right now that's not who we are.
Coach, let me leave you with this. You talked about how favorable you felt about your team's culture in this offseason. How strong do you have to lean into that right now?
We're going to find out what it's made of. I mean, there's only one way that we can go, and it's got to go through this. And unfortunately, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be a challenge, and we're going to find out what kind of leadership we really have. And that's the name of the game now, and we're going to have to rely upon those guys big time.
Luke, thank you. Back to you guys, Matt.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And, yeah, they have to lean in on that. And as Mike presented it, we talked about it during the game. They felt good about it going into the season. And now the ultimate test. We'll see how they respond moving forward.
It's always easy to talk about leadership and keeping a culture in a locker room when you're in the off season, everybody's working and everybody's happy, nobody's lost the game. And when you really need it is moments like this, when you are coming off a really bitter, disappointing loss and you have everybody in the outside coming at you. You hope that your group is tight enough that they can stay together and come out of it on the other side. But you find that out. And the only way to find that out is by going through it. And unfortunately, you're really going to go through it with the result that we had today. It is going to be coming from everywhere. And you have a second week to take that in. So you go back to work, and all you can do is avoid all the other things. You kind of rally around with your team, and you say, let's just get back to the fundamentals, and let's try to find a way to have good practices and give yourself a chance, because this schedule is not getting any easier, and you're going to have bigger challenges than what we had today.
Yeah, you speak from experience, too. I know in 1999 we didn't have social media, but there were talk shows, message boards, and all that, and you guys, you knew you had the chops in terms of talent based on the previous season, but after losing the Big Ten opener against Michigan, I know Brooks comes in late, gives you a chance, but then you're going to Ohio State the following week, but you still heard the noise, right? Mm-hmm. Or you still had the job of trying to get through that, just ignore that as best you can, and really just focus on everybody in the building.
That's all you can do, and you know, I think you can rally around that, and you have to believe that you can. And I know for our group, we had great leaders, you know, Mac and Brooks, even as a freshman, came in, and Ron and, you know, Donnell. We had a lot of guys that really had played winning football, and you lean on those guys, and then everybody kind of coalesces around it. And there was no doubt, you know, we were behind at halftime, and everybody at Ohio State. And once you can just find some, and that's what Luke was just talking about. It's about finding, you can talk confidently, you can do it. You have to go out and have it. You have to see it. And when you do that, that's when you can build off it. We were able to do that. This group's got a tall task ahead of it.
Yeah, and that's the difference. You had guys who it was a special teams play. I think you knocked the ball out of the second half kickoff, and you guys were off to the races after that. But you have guys in this program who haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the wire-to-wire Wisconsin guys. Now, Jaden Ballard was on a national championship team at Ohio State last year, but his playing time was at a minimum. So
yep.
So guys who you have been either from elsewhere or here all along, they haven't seen it. So there is something, I guess, to that seeing is believing, and their next chance to do that is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it just comes back to, you know, understanding that football is a game of adversity. Sports is hard, and you're going to have adversity, and you need to figure out ways to overcome it and then build off of it. And the good teams that will find that way, and then there's other teams that don't, and that's what this group has to figure out, which way they're going to go.
All right, we'll take a break. Maryland wins today 27-10. More of our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. We continue with our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Maryland puts it on Wisconsin here today, 27-10. Maryland didn't need to be great offensively at 326 yards. Love their quarterback, though. He's awfully good. Malik Washington, 18-34 with probably five or six drops in there, but the poise that they had advertised about him, that seemed to be very much in evidence. So, you know, we talk about what's wrong with Wisconsin, and it's a lengthy list, but you got to credit what's right with the Maryland Terrapins as Mike Locksley tries to turn around a one-win conference season last year, so they get a win in their conference opener with a lot of really good young talent.
Yeah, very impressed with, you mentioned it in the broadcast, the fact